If you'll take your Bible and turn to the Gospel of John chapter 21. For tonight, we're not going to look at passages that are necessarily doctrinal and teach us about the omniscience of the Lord. But the Lord led me to a passage in the Gospel of John chapter 21 that shows us the omniscience of the Lord, but in a very practical and personal way that I trust will be an encouragement to you and me as we go through these days ahead, days of great uncertainty, days that can be filled with anxiety, but yet the Lord knows. And so we look at John chapter 21. We're not going to read the whole passage of Scripture, but if you would come down with me to, to verse number 17, he saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. You know, as we look at this passage of Scripture, and if we were to go all the way back to verse number 1, and we know the account of Peter goes fishing, and then he comes, and the Lord is on the shore that morning and says, come and dine. And then the Lord speaks to Peter, and he asked Peter this question. He says, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And the first time, Peter says, Lord, you know. Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And the second time, the Lord asked him again, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter said it again. Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. But the third time, when the Lord said it again, Peter said, Lord, thou knowest all things. And you know, as I began to really think about this, I think that the Lord was bringing Peter to a greater understanding of how much the Lord knew about everything, not just everything that was going on, but everything in Peter's life. And Peter responds each time, but his third response is where the Lord was leading to him in this passage of Scripture. And first of all, and my first point is this, at this point, when Peter answers him the third time and says, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee, Peter was making an astounding declaration that is absolutely true. A declaration of the omniscience of the Lord. He says, Lord, thou knowest all things. You know, Peter had been with the Lord during the course of those last few years, and he had come to understand by the way of personal experience what he declared, that the Lord knows all things. And of course, we know, and we don't need to take time tonight, but we know that Peter understood that the Lord knew all the events that were taking place. But it goes much further than that. For not only was Peter, when he stated that the Lord knoweth all things, Peter had come to realize by being with the Lord that, as it says in John chapter 2 and verse 24 and verse 25, that not only did Jesus know all the events that were taking place and that would take place and that had taken place, but in John chapter 2 and verse 24 and 25, Jesus knew what was in man. Jesus not only knew the outside events, but he knew what was going on inside of each and every man. In John chapter 5 and verse number 5, when that man is laying at that pool and he's been there for 38 years, Jesus knew how long he had been there. He knew how long that man had been lying desperately by the side of that pool when the Lord Jesus Christ came and healed him. You know, in John chapter 9, and where that man is born blind and the Lord Jesus Christ would give him his sight, In verse number 3, we read and we can see that Jesus not only knew the circumstances, but he knew the reason why the man was born blind, that the works of God would be manifest. And so Peter, when Peter said, "Lord, thou knowest all things," Peter understood the Lord knows all the events. He knows more than that. He knows what is in man. He knows how long each one of us has been where we're at. He knows the reason behind everything. But you know, when you go to John chapter 11, when Jesus is going to raise Lazarus from the dead, Jesus, knowing all things, he knew the purpose for Lazarus being sick. He knew the purpose for Lazarus dying, and he knew the purpose for Lazarus being raised up from the dead, that God would be glorified. Jesus knew all things pertaining to himself. He knew how he would go to the cross for us, to die for our sins, to be buried, to be raised again, to return to his home in glory, so that we might place our faith in him alone and have eternal life. And so Peter makes a declaration. Peter makes a declaration that is absolutely true. "Thou, Lord, knowest all things." And the Lord does know all things. He knows what every one of us is going through. He knows the circumstances that we face. He knows the emotions within us. He knows all things. And boy, I tell you what, that's a comfort to know that he knows and understands. But you know, as you think about this, as we go on through this passage of Scripture, Peter says, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." And Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep." And then verse number 18, Jesus is going to continue on. And I think Peter was probably very surprised at how the conversation went on from here. Because Peter's just standing there, and the Lord said, "Do you love me, Peter?" And Peter's saying, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you. You know I love you. Lord, you know all things." And the Lord would say, "Feed my sheep." And all of a sudden, the Lord is taking the direction of this conversation in another way that would really speak to the depth of the knowledge of the Lord. And I think Peter was probably very surprised at these next things that the Lord would say. You know, I'm a person that is very easily surprised. I mean, anybody that's around me knows that many times I'll be walking down the hall. I'll be walking down the hall of the house or walking down the hall of the church or my office or school, and my mind will be totally somewhere else. And someone will just inadvertently step somewhere near me. And I get just surprised. I mean, I just get scared to death. I just jump a mile. And I'm easily surprised. And I think Peter was easily surprised. I think he was very surprised at what the Lord said. But understand this. There's nothing that comes along in your life or mine, and these events that have all of a sudden taken us by storm, nothing is a surprise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. None of this is a surprise to him, because he knows all things. And yet, I bet Peter was surprised when the conversation suddenly changed in this direction in the next few verses. And I'm sure we would be surprised. Consider yourself. If all of a sudden the Lord is speaking to you, and all of a sudden the Lord is revealing to you the exact details of what your future is going to be like, most of us we'd be really surprised. I think I'm kind of thankful that maybe he doesn't reveal it to us, because it'd probably be more than we could handle, the shock of it. But he's revealing to Peter in verse number 18 what's going to go on in the days ahead. And look what he says, because here's the depth of the knowledge of the Lord. First of all, Peter makes a declaration, but now the Lord is going to reveal to Peter, "Peter, do you really understand how much I really know? Let me show you the depth of my knowledge. Verily, verily, I say unto thee." Notice he said, "Verily, verily." That means, hey, this is true, Peter. This is reality. This is going to take place. First thing he says, "When thou wast young, thou girdest thyself." And here he reviews the past of Peter's life. He speaks to Peter and he says, "Peter, I know all things that took place in your life. Just as when Jesus met with that woman at the well, she would say to others around her as she testified of Christ, "He knew all things. He knows all things ever that I have done. This has to be the Christ." You know, when you and I think back in our past, as many things as I can remember in the past in my life, there's just so many more that I can't remember. I was on the phone the other night with an old-time friend that I came in contact with, and we were just rehearsing some of the things in the past, and all of a sudden it just revives your memory. I'm not sure we want to remember everything in the past, but the Lord, He knew everything. He said, "Peter, when you were young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest." And so he reveals to Peter, "Peter, I know everything about the past, every detail of the past, details that you and I have forgotten." But then he goes on and he says, "When thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." And now he reveals to Peter the future. And he reveals to Peter that the manner in which his life is going to come to an end. Even if I could remember each and every event of my past, and even if you could too, there's not a one of us that knows with any certainty any moment in the future in our life. We don't know what's going to take place in the next 60 seconds or the next hour or the next day. We have no understanding of any event in the future, but God does. He knows every event in the past. He knows every detail of everything that's going to take place in the future. And he says to Peter, "When you shall be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." And I don't know any certainty of any moment in the future, but the Lord knows each and every moment. And that is so comforting as well. For while tomorrow may catch me by surprise, it's not going to catch the one that is holding my life in his hand by surprise. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Nothing," Romans 8 says, "shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And so no event, as surprising as it may be to us, as unnerving it may be to us, will ever surprise or unnerve the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember what he was doing in that boat when the disciples were fearful? He was just resting. He was asleep. And the Lord is at peace with everything that's going on right now. And so he revealed to Peter by what death he should die. But you know, he related more to that. He related the depth of his knowledge, because not only did he know what took place in the past, not only did he know what the future was, but he also knew that Peter's death would bring honor and glory to God. Look at verse number 19. "This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God." And here's one thing we can know regarding our future, especially as children of God, as believers. The Lord desires that everything that takes place in our life from this moment right here tonight, whether it's me bringing forth the Word of God or you sitting and listening to the Word of God, God's desire is that everything in our life would bring honor and glory to Him, that through every event that our lives would glorify Him. This is ultimately the bright side of it all. Whatever God has for me, or whatever God has for you, it's for His glory. And my life can magnify the greatness of God and all that He is as I trust in Him and walk by faith. And that should be our desire. Paul said in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 20, "According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death." And so Peter, he first of all makes a declaration, "Lord, thou knowest all things." And the Lord expands that declaration and reveals the depth of his knowledge in his response by revealing to Peter, I know the past, I know the future, and I know that your life is going to bring honor and glory to God. But now Jesus has one more thing to say to Peter. And Jesus says just one more simple thing he says to Peter. And as simple as it is, how important it is. Because in verse number 19, it says, this spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Follow me. Jesus wants us to live with a confidence hymn that if he knows all things, he knows the way as well. You know, at this point, Peter had to be wondering in his mind, how, Lord, I know you said my life is going to glorify you. I know you said my future, I know you said my death is going to, but Lord, this is me. You know, just stop and consider the thoughts that were probably going through Peter's mind at this point. As Jesus would give Peter directions. And Jesus did give Peter directions. For, you see, to know the destination, and the destination is that God would be glorified. That's the goal. That's the destination. To know the destination is one thing, but without good directions, boy, we can sure get lost along the way. I remember one time some of us men were down in Pennsylvania or Ohio. I don't remember where we were. And boy, we got lost. And we got lost because I thought I knew the way. And I kept saying, take a right, take a left, take a right, take a left. And boy, we get all messed up. But you know, Jesus is giving us directions that are perfect, complete, and yet simple. Follow me. You know, the first thing when you think about this, notice Jesus says, follow me. And really in that, he's telling us, listen, you need to focus. Folks, in these days, our focus has to be on the person of Jesus Christ. He's our Savior. He's our Shepherd. He's our Lord. And he's the one that we need to follow. And he says, follow me, focus. You know, from the very first day Peter met Jesus till this very moment, Jesus kept reminding his disciples of that simple thing, follow me. Peter knew how important it was to focus on the Lord. Remember when Jesus invited Peter to step out of that boat and walk on the water? Peter stepped out of the boat. He began to walk on the water. He had his eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. And what happened? All of a sudden, he took his eyes off the Lord Jesus Christ, began to look down, and that's when he began to sink. And may I remind you who was right there to hold him up? The Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if we keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll be able to walk by faith, just as Peter walked on the water. We'll be able to walk by faith through these days. But if we get our eyes off of Christ and we get our eyes on things around, and by the way, that's why we need to encourage one another in the Word of God more so in these days than ever before. And just get on the phone and get on the, just message one, encourage one another with the Word of God to get our eyes and keep our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. But then he said, not only focus, but follow. And we all know the verse in John 14. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth, I am the light. But he says, I am the way. He says, follow me, follow me. Don't get ahead of me. Don't run ahead of me. Don't lag behind. Just follow me. And how do we do that? By abiding in him. You remember when he met the disciples and they asked him where he dwelt? And he says, come and see. You know, he wants us to dwell with him. He's our shepherd. He says, I will lead you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And so he says, I'm the way, follow me. But you know, Peter probably very well thought and could have thought, Lord, you know as well as I do my personality, my character. Peter probably said, Lord, you know who I am. I've gotten my eyes off of you when I walked in the water. And yet the Lord knew that as well. And when we're faced with a challenge, the Lord wants us to keep our eyes on him. But he also knows that when we falter, we can lift up our eyes and, hey, you know what? He'll be right there. He hasn't moved. Peter also knew that he denied the Lord. And the Lord's answer to Peter is, just follow me today, Peter. I've forgiven you. I've restored you. Follow me tomorrow. Follow me today. Follow me tomorrow. Follow me the next day. Just be faithful, Peter. And when you falter, just look up again. Don't look down, look up. And you'll see him. He's still there. When you fail, look at him again. He'll forgive you. He'll restore you. He'll set you on your right feet. He'll keep you going. He's right there. You know, sometimes when we're right in the middle of the moment, we don't see beyond the minute. When we're in this moment, all we see is this minute. But the Lord Jesus Christ sees much more because he knows it all. He knows, Lord, thou knowest all things. And Peter, he made a declaration of truth. Lord, thou, Lord, knowest all things. And the Lord revealed the depth of that and then gave him direction and said, follow me. You know, maybe for someone listening tonight, it could very well be that God is removing just so many distractions so that you can just get your eyes on him. So that you can be still and know that he is God. Maybe God's removing a lot of the clutter in our lives so we get back to having eyes that are fixed upon him. But I know this. I know this. The Lord knows all things. And I can follow him by faith. And he will lead me on and bring me safe to the other side. Let's pray.